Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is for you, the parent or teacher. We know students are exploring a lot in their educational apps, particularly The Juice. So our goal here is to give you a quick, structured rundown of today's topic.
Exactly. It's really about providing that context, just the key facts, so you feel ready to jump into those conversations at home or maybe in the classroom.
Okay, let's start with science and innovation. The first story is really quite inspiring. It's about a 15-year-old Canadian, Evan Buds.
Yes. He developed this autonomous bionic sea turtle robot.
Right. A bionic sea turtle?
Mm-hmm. And what's really neat is the biomimicry aspect, you know, modeling technology on nature. This robot swims efficiently like a real turtle.
And it's AI-powered.
Yes, AI-powered. Designed to monitor marine ecosystems, checking for pollution, coral bleaching, things like that, without disturbing the environment. And it's apparently got 96% accuracy.
Wow, that's incredible work for a teenager. He won a top science prize in Europe for it.
He did. It really shows ingenuity.
So for a discussion point, you could ask, what's a problem out there that maybe technology, specifically technology inspired by nature, could help solve?
That's a great question. Okay, switching gears completely now. From modern tech back to, well, the deep past. A new prehistoric predator.
Found in Argentina, right? Huacan raptor casali.
Precisely. And the really striking detail is that they found it with a crocodile leg stuck in its jaw.
Gives you a pretty vivid picture. It was a big one, too.
Oh, yeah. A megaraptor. Estimated around 23 feet long, maybe 2,200 pounds. And unlike, say, a T-Rex known for its massive bite.
This one had different tools.
Exactly. Powerful front claws for grasping prey. It just underlines how different predator lineages evolved, different ways to hunt back in the Cretaceous period, not just one single model for success.
Interesting. So a discussion topic could be, what ancient creature are you curious about? You know, what draws you to it?
Mm-hmm. Good one. Now, shifting to current events, there are negotiators meeting in Cairo.
This is about Israel and Hamas trying to finalize a peace deal based on the Trump plan.
That's the framework, yes. Reports say Hamas has accepted some key parts, like releasing remaining captives and agreeing to a transitional government taking over power in Gaza.
Okay, but they're always sticking points in these situations.
Always. And here, significant hurdles remain. Hamas is apparently refusing to fully disarm. And there's disagreement on the timeline for Israel withdrawing troops. Prime Minister Netanyahu has also made public statements about forces staying deep inside the strip, which, well, complicates things.
It certainly does. It raises a tough question for discussion. How can leaders navigate these really long, painful conflicts to reach peace, especially when there's such strong disagreement?
A very relevant question. Okay, next up, societal trends. This one concerns book access in schools.
Ah, the P in America report. I saw headlines about this. Book bans.
Yes, quite a number. Over 6,800 titles faced new bans or restrictions in U.S. schools last academic year. That covers about 3,752 unique books.
And the report mentioned something interesting, that the numbers might seem slightly down, but there's a catch.
Right. They call it obeying in advance. Essentially, some libraries or districts are preemptively deciding not to buy books they think might become controversial. So censorship is shifting, you know, from public challenges to more administrative filtering beforehand.
So it's less visible, perhaps. Which states are most affected?
Florida, Texas, and Tennessee account for a large majority. And the titles range widely, things like the musical Wicked or fantasy novels like A Court of Mist and Fury.
Mm. Makes you think. A discussion prompt here. How do you decide which books or stories feel important for you to read?
Yeah, focusing on personal choice.
Yep.
Okay, finally, let's touch on health and reflection. There's a trend on social media. Mouth taping.
Mouth taping? You mean taping your mouth shut at night?
Exactly that. The idea pushed online is that it forces you to breathe through your nose, supposedly stopping snoring, improving sleep, even making you look better.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit questionable. What did doctors say?
They're pretty clear. Don't do it. There's really no scientific evidence to back up the claims. And importantly, it carries risks.
Risks like?
Well, potential breathing difficulties, maybe even suffocation in some cases. And for people with conditions like sleep apnea, where breathing actually stops periodically, it could make things much worse. Nasal breathing is generally better. Your nose filters the air, but taping isn't the way. Medical devices like CPAP machines are the proper treatment for apnea.
Right. So the discussion here seems pretty direct. What's a health trend you've seen online, and how do you figure out if it's actually safe or just hype?
Good critical thinking exercise.
And to wrap up, we have our quote of the day. This one is from Kofi Annan.
Ah, the former UN Secretary General, Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Indeed, he said, to live is to choose. But to choose well, you must know who you are and what you stand for, where you want to go, and why you want to get there.
Hmm. That really speaks to knowing your values, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when making big decisions. It ties back nicely to choosing books or even navigating difficult conflicts.
It does. A powerful thought to reflect on.
Definitely. Knowing yourself is the foundation for good choices.
Well, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, we hope this overview helps you spark some really thoughtful conversations with your students today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.